Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
All praises to Allah. We send peace and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah for the blessing of Jumu'ah. We thank and praise Allah for the blessing of Ukhuwatul Iman wal Islam. We thank and praise Allah for the blessings which we can't count. We thank and praise Allah for the blessing of Iman, faith. We thank and praise Allah for the blessing of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of letting us attend these days of Dhul Hijjah. In the month of Rajab, and in the month before Rajab, we used to call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. And this is because of the auspicious blessed times of that season of Rajab, Sha'ban and Ramadan. But then here we are, another season, another blessed season that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about in the authentic ahadith. He said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ. There are no auspicious days in which you can do good deeds better than these days of Dhul Hijjah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They said, oh Rasulullah, even doing jihad, if someone does jihad out of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, ya Rasulullah, and someone is making ibadah on the days of Dhul Hijjah, who's going to get more thawab by Allah Azza wa Jal? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who's doing ibadah in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Doing ibadah in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, better than even jihad fi sabilillah out of the days of Dhul Hijjah. Illa, except. The Prophet said, except. There's an exception. إلا رجل خرج بماله ونفسه في سبيل الله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. Except someone who came out of the path of Allah and he got with him all his wealth, every belongings, and he went في سبيل الله and he did not come with anything. He didn't come back with any of that, meaning that he lost his wealth, he lost his belongings, and he lost his life. He became a shaheed. This is the only situation when the thawab of jihad is better than these 10 days of the Hijjah, doing ibadah in these 10 days of the Hijjah. The ulama says, no days, not even the last days of Ramadan, even the last days of Ramadan, not even equivalent to the days of the Hijjah that we are in already. We entered already in this season of ibadah. But this season of ibadah means that we should utilize it to please Allah Azza wa Jal. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already mentioned to us some of the a'mal. The Sunnah and the Quran already mentioned to us some of the good deeds that we should take advantage of, and we should respond to Allah and submit to Allah Azza wa Jal by doing them. And we're going to mention this today, so pay attention, inshallah. Listen carefully to that. How to submit to Allah Azza wa Jal in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah and to be successful. How to surrender to Allah and to receive the blessings of Allah in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So listen carefully, inshallah. Previously, we spoke about receiving these days with a repentant heart, preparing your heart to receive, preparing your heart by repenting to Allah Azza wa Jal. We already covered that point. Today, we're speaking about the connection between these days of Dhul Hijjah and surrendering to Allah by doing al-amal al-salih that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specially recommended us to do on these days of Dhul Hijjah. That submission to Allah before we start. Submission to Allah before we start, we need to identify it. So it's clear in your mind, what are we going to do exactly from Al-Amal Al-Salih and for what? Wisdom. That surrendering to Allah is literally translated into Arabic as Islam. What is the literal meaning of Islam? Surrender to Allah. Submit to Allah. Submit yourself to the will of Allah, the Creator. Allah says, do this, we do. Don't do this, we don't do. افعل ولا تفعل. That's the meaning of Islam. What is the meaning of a Muslim? A submissive servant of Allah. The literal meaning of the word Muslim means a submissive servant of Allah. Someone who submits himself to the will of the Almighty. The Almighty says, do this, we do. Don't do that, we don't. We just submit. Obey the teachings. Obey the commandments and submit to the will of Allah. Whatever happens to you unwillingly, Allah already ordained this, we submit. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. And the journey of submission to Allah is right from the beginning. Is right through, since, if I ask you, since when? Since when there was submission to Allah on earth? Some of you will say, oh, is it since Ibrahim alayhi salam? No, before that. Far away before that. Since Adam alayhi salam? Far away before that. Submission to Allah started with Adam on earth, yes. But before that, there was submission to Allah too. Where? In the heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the heavens and the earth. اِئْتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. Allah commanded the heavens and the earth to come by choice or by force. They said, we come by choice. Allahu Akbar. So even the heavens and the earth submitted to Allah. They practiced Islam. The religion of the heavens and the earth is Islam. Allah Azza wa Jal said to the angels after that, اسجدوا لآدم. They submitted to Allah. إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. Except Shaitan, Satan, he did not submit to Allah. Satan did not submit to Allah. But the Malaika surrendered to Allah. So that surrender to Allah is right from the beginning. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded the Anbiya to surrender to Allah. The Prophet surrendered to Allah right through. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, and these days, and these days are the days of submission because we commemorate Prophet Abraham, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Prophet Ismail, Ishmael, peace be upon him. And Sayyidina Hajar, Hagar, and Sayyidina Ishaq, Isaac. Those prophets of Allah, this blessed family that practiced submission to Allah during their time. And because of them, we have many of the rituals of Hajj, pilgrimage, taken from that story of the submission to Allah of Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Abraham, Prophet Ismail, and Sayyidina Hajar. That surrender to Allah there in the story. And I'll give you some examples. In the beginning, when Ibrahim, Abraham, peace be upon him, was there in his hometown in Iraq, and his people were worshipping idols. And Sayyidina Ibrahim went against that to command them to obey Allah and not to worship anyone beside the Almighty. None beside him, the first and the most important of all teachings, even in the Bible, not only in the Quran. Not only in the Quran. The first and the most important commandment, La ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship except one, Allah. First of all commandments, God our Lord is one, none beside him. It's written like this in the Bible. None beside him, but a lot of Christians don't pay attention to that. None beside him, put two lines under none beside him, no one beside him. They don't submit to that. They worship Jesus, they worship this, they worship that, no, worship Allah, only the Almighty. Sayyidina Ibrahim submitted, and he left to the extent that he left his people and he went to Sham, to Palestine, to live there. Later on, Allah commanded Prophet Ibrahim, Abraham, peace be upon him, to take Hajar and her son and to leave them there in the barren desert of Mecca. Allah commanded Prophet Ibrahim, Abraham, peace be upon him, to do that. And remember, when Allah commanded him to do that, he was around 88 years. His age was around 88 years. And his son, Ismail, alayhi salam, came at a very old age. Before that, he didn't have any children, Sayyidina Ibrahim. But then he received this child. Now imagine the love of the father to that child, the only child. At that time he had the only child, Ismail alayhi salam. But imagine the love of the father to that child. He loved him so much. But Allah said, no, take that child and take the mother and go put them there in the barren desert of Mecca. And Allah showed him where to put them. Did Sayyidina Ibrahim submit or not? He surrendered. He surrendered to Allah. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We listen and we obey. We're not going to argue here. He took his son and he took his wife and he surrendered to Allah. أسلم. إذ قال له ربه أسلم. قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. The verse in the Quran, Allah said to him, submit. O Ibrahim, submit, surrender. He said, I surrender to the Lord of the worlds. أسلمت لرب العالمين. To who are you surrendering? To Allah, the Lord of the worlds. The one who knows everything. The one who's in control of everything. I surrender to him. Sometimes we surrender in a worldly life. We surrender to someone who have more knowledge than me or more power than me. The doctor says to you, take this medication. That's very better. It's not tasty. Yeah, you have to take it. Why? No, the doctor said so. I'm not a doctor. The doctor says, this person needs to amputate his hand. That the families just submit. Why? We're not doctors. The doctor said we have to do that. Even if you don't understand, but you have to submit to the doctor because the doctor knows better. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam surrendered and submitted. Why? لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ to the Lord of the world because he knows better. He trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the connection between submission to Allah and the wisdom of Allah azza wa jalla and the knowledge of Allah and understanding the power of Allah. So he left his family there. As he was leaving his family there in the barren desert of Mecca, the wife asked him, Hagar, peace be upon her. And the child is a baby. And she said, أَرَبُّكَ أَمَرَكَ أَن تَتْرُكَنَا هَا هُنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Did your Lord, did Allah command you to leave us here in this barren desert of Mecca, Ibrahim? It was no Mecca at that time. It was just a barren desert in this place. He said, اللهم نعم. Yes, for sure. She said, إِذَن فَلَن يُضَيِّعَنَا. Then Allah will not let us down. Allahu Akbar. She also submitted to Allah. Hajar submitted to Allah. Later on in the story, Sayyidina Ibrahim comes and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, build a house there, build the Kaaba, rebuild the Kaaba there that was built initially by Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. Allah showed him the place and he was supposed to build that Kaaba there and he did it. Why? Out of submission to Allah Azza wa Jal. And in the story, also part of the story, when his son Ismail alayhi salam was still the only son, but he grew up there in that barren desert of Mecca as a young child, around 11, 12. And then the father say, إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. I see in a vision that I'm slaughtering you. I see in a vision that I'm slaughtering you. إِنِّي أَرَى. إِنِّي أَرَى means that the present tense verb in Arabic shows that it used to happen a lot. He saw the dream a lot. إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. I see in a vision that I'm slaughtering you. So what do you say? Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam also submitted to Allah Azza wa Jal. Even the child submitted to Allah and said, Ya abati faal ma tu'mar satajiduni insha'Allah.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta have it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So, whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
My father, do as you are commanded, you will find me among the patient ones. Allah, even the son submitted to Allah, surrendered to the commandment of Allah. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and the sacrifice that will come later on, and we'll do it in a few days, the Eid al-Adha, the Eid of the sacrifice, is because of that. We commemorating Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail and the submission, their submission to Allah. When he took the child there and he started to slaughter the child with a very sharp knife, Allah commanded the knife not to slaughter the neck of Ismail. And as he was slaughtering from in front, and you all know the story, I'm sure, the knife did not cut the throat of Ismail. And the son, seeing that, he thought that his father weakened or something, and that he's not going to submit to Allah. So he said, my father, maybe because you're looking into my eyes, you're becoming weak. Put me on my stomach and slaughter me from the back so that you can carry the commandment of Allah. Allahu Akbar. The son wanted to submit, and the father was trying hard from the back to cut the neck of the son. And Allah saw that. Allah saw the sincerity and the surrender of Ismail and Ibrahim. Then the verses came. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. When they both submitted, the literal translation of the verse, when they both submitted to Allah Azza wa Jal, now the sacrifice came from heaven. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent from heaven something to be sacrificed instead of them. But they submitted to Allah. And that submission is right through the story. And right through the story of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be Allah upon him, and the Sahaba, the companions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood that. And the companions understood that. And the narration says that one day, the Prophet was sitting in the masjid like that, Masjid al-Nabawi, and he was getting ready to give some lecture to the Sahaba. He said, "Ijlisu, sit down." Some of the Sahaba were standing. He said, "Sit down." A Sahabi was coming still outside of the masjid. He heard the Prophet ﷺ says, "Sit down." He sat outside of the masjid. They said to him, they came up, finished, and they said, why are you sitting outside? He said, "I heard the Prophet said, sit down, so we sit outside. We have to respond to Rasulullah immediately." Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Submission to Allah and to His Messenger. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul. Idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. O you who believe, surrender, submit to Allah and to His Messenger when they call you to that which will give you life. Even if you don't understand the wisdom, the main thing is submission to Allah. The first wisdom is submission to Allah. Put the hijab on. Why? Why must I put the hijab? I like my hair to appear. No. The first wisdom is submission to Allah. Make salah 5 times a day. Why 5 times? Why not 6 times a day? Someone asked me the other day. He said, why not 6 times? Why fajr is 2 rak'ah? I said, why not 10 rak'ah? And if it is 10 rak'ah, I will say, why not 1 rak'ah? And if it is 1 rak'ah, I will say, why not 3 rak'ah? The wisdom is you surrender to Allah. Same like how Allah tested Adam in the beginning. He said to him, you can eat from all the trees of Jannah, all the trees of paradise except this tree. إِلَّا هَذْ وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجْرَةِ. Don't eat from this tree. According to Islam, it was just a normal tree. Alayhi was just testing the submission of Adam alayhi salam. And Allah is testing your submission in every single commandment of Allah. Yesterday I was having a program on the TV. Perhaps some of you saw it. And then one asked a question. He said, Sheikh, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the person is not going to sacrifice on the day of Eid, on the day of the sacrifice. The person who's supposed to sacrifice, but he's not a Hajj, he's not there in Hajj. He's supposed not to cut his nail and he's supposed not to cut his hair. Correct? I said, yes, correct. He said, why? I want to understand the wisdom. What is the wisdom, Sheikh? Right. Beside the difference of opinions of the scholar, whether al-amru ala al-wujub or ala al-istihbab, whether Rasulullah was recommending that or recommanding that. Imam Ahmad says ala al-wujub is a command. Imam Shafi'i says istihbab. But this is not the case. The case is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, man arada an yudahi, if you want to sacrifice, then as soon as the ashr, the 10 days of the hijjah starts, you shouldn't cut your nail and you shouldn't cut your hair. What is the wisdom? Submission to Allah and to His Rasul. The same thing. Surrender to Allah and His Rasul. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the first wisdom. Maybe there are some other wisdoms, such as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to see you also like in a state of sacredness, similar to how the Hujjaj there in Makkah al-Mukarramah, they can't kill, they can't do these things. So you're also similar to that in a way or another. But that's not the main thing. The main thing is you surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You submit to Allah and to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba understood that. And the Sahaba were very cautious to disobey Allah or to disobey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahabi, when Rasulullah sallam wanted to fight in the battle of Badr, and they came, and in front of them was the well of Badr, and the mushrikeen were coming from far. So the Rasul said, we're going to camp here in front of the well of Badr. The fight will start here. So then the Sahabi from the Ansar of Medina said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, أهو الرأي والمشورة? Is it the opinions? Is this your opinion? Your personal opinion? Or Ya Rasulullah, this is a command of Allah. Is this a command of Allah that we camp here? Or this is your opinion, your personal opinion, Ya Rasulullah? أَمَنْزِلٌ أَنْزَلَكَهُ اللَّهُ أَمْ هُوَ الرَّأْيُ وَالْمَشُورَةِ? He said, no, this is my opinion. My personal opinion, everyone can say. So the Sahabi said, إِذَنْ فَهَذَا لَيْسَ بِمَنْزِلٍ. Then this is not the correct place to position the army, Ya Rasulullah. He said, why? He said, no, if we camp before the well, then the idolaters will have the opportunity to drink from the well while they're fighting us. We should camp on top of the well. The well must be behind us. The water well must be behind us. And we camp in front of it, on top. So then we can drink, they can't drink. So Rasulullah accepted that opinion and they repositioned the army. But the lesson is that the Sahaba understood that and they made sure that they're not going to disobey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any commandment of Allah, in any teachings of Allah. Now mentioning here the days of the Hijjah, there are so many teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should submit to. One of those teachings of Allah azza wa jal, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. When the 10 days of the Hijjah comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, abundantly recite abundantly recite Allahu Akbar, abundantly recite Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And from that is what is called at-takbir al-mutlaq. At-takbir al-mutlaq, to engage in the takbirat of the Eid. In some of the opinions, right from the beginning of the Hijjah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Until the third day of Ayyam al-Tashriq, we engage in the takbir of the Eid. Individually, as individuals, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the narration says, إِذَا قَدُمَتُ الْعَشْرِ, when the 10 days starts, they used to go and in a marketplace, make takbir loud, and the whole souq, the whole marketplace will make takbir following Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. So from while you are there in driving your car, going somewhere, etc., engage in tasbih, engage in dhikr, engage in takbir, engage in takbirat al-eid, right from now at takbir al-mutlaq. Then beside the nails and the hair. Then the sacrifice, submit to the sacrifice. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من وجد ساعة فلم يضحي فلا يقربن مصلانا. Anyone who have the capacity to sacrifice and he doesn't sacrifice, let him not come to our musalla to perform salat al-eid. If you have the capacity to sacrifice, sacrifice. Go choose your udhiyah, see your udhiyah, and make the intention that you're going to sacrifice, inshallah. Understand, if you have the capacity. The other day someone said, can I just buy the meat? It's not about buying the meat. It's about ihraqatul dam. It's about slaughtering itself. That we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and commemorating what Sayyidina Ibrahim did with his son. Understand, ikhwa? Type, what else? It is highly recommended that you fast. If you can fast the 9 days, obviously you can't fast the 10 days because the day of Eid. If you can fast the 9 days, bismillah. If you can't fast the 9 days, fast some of them. It's not a must. So if you can fast the 9 days, fast the 9 days. The best days of the entire year. So doing amal al-salih and fasting is part of al-amal al-salih. So obviously you can fast. Highly reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what if I can't fast? At least fast some days. Fast Monday and Thursday. And especially the day of Arafah. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صيام يوم عرفة أحتسب على الله يكفر السنة التي قبله والسنة التي بعده. Fasting on the day of Arafah, I count on Allah, I guarantee that it will forgive the sins of a previous year and the sins of a coming year. Don't miss it. Understand, Yahweh? Now coming to a question that rises every Eid al-Adha and almost every Ramadan, should we follow Saudi? Should we follow our country? Should we follow this? There is difference of opinions. And this difference of opinion is not from today. We have to understand that and we have to widen our chest. The more you have knowledge and the more you have wisdom, the more you start to widen your chest. Not like you're wrong, I am right, and we go into these fights. We need to be wise. The Ummah doesn't need more differences and fight. We are in a turmoil now. We are in a calamity now. It's not like that to fight with people who say, no, I take the other opinion. Bismillah, if you take it, bismillah, no problem. If you follow Saudi, okay. If you don't follow Saudi, you follow someone, no problem. You follow your country, no problem. Why? This ikhtilaf is since the Sahaba time. This ikhtilaf, this difference, since the companions time. It cannot be continued like that we have to fight every year and ask the same questions every year. That whether Arafah is a makani or a zamani, whether Arafah is for the time or the place, for the person who's outside of Arafah, is it for the time or the place? Should he follow the Hujjaj or should he follow? That's the ikhtilafun mu'tabar. The ulama say ikhtilafun mu'tabar. Everyone got his proofs and his adilla, khalas. You take that opinion, bismillah, may Allah bless you and may Allah accept from you. I'm taking this opinion, khalas, may Allah bless you and accept from you. And Allah Azza wa Jal is Rahim, Ghafoorul Rahim. Allah give everyone according to his intention. You understand? وَلَا يَزَلُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ. And Allah will judge him between us on the day of judgment about which we are differing. So let us not make this a way that we differ like every year and we start to hate each other or throw at each other or hate each other. The main thing is that we increase the mahabba and the love between the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taib, there are still a lot to be said, but I hope you understood the lesson of submission to Allah, surrendering to Allah in these days, surrender to every commandment of Allah, doing al-amal al-salih, and in the back of our minds to surrender and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the anbiya before him. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruh walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought,
Really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of, 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.